Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dinnan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, 7:20 on a Tuesday means Dinnan Hughes gets junky and funky with you on 96.5 The Fan, and it is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and it's also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We join now by Dinnan Hughes here, former Chiefs wide receiver, and you can hear him every single game as the color analyst with Mitch Holtis on the Chiefs Radio Network. Dinnan, I want to ask, 6-point favorites going to New York where the Chiefs have never beaten the Giants in their stadium. What say you about this game moving forward?
What's going on, fellas? Here's what I think. The Chiefs haven't played their best football. They played two games. They lost both games by one score with opportunities to be 2-0 in games that, quite frankly, last year and probably the past 7 years, we would have won. We would have figured out ways to get out and escape with a victory. That does not mean that this is a bad football team. This is a team that's just not playing up to the potential. And the Giants, although they put up a lot of points against the Dallas Cowboys, I think we're a better football team then. I think many people think we're a better football team then. And obviously, those people that make all those big, bright, shiny, expensive buildings in Vegas think that we're a better football team then. So we just got to go out there and execute it. It's going to be good to be back home for me up in Jersey. Iowa is playing Rutgers on Friday, so I'll get a chance to see that.
Cool.
My high school is playing Friday. Shout out to Bayonne High School. So I'll get to see that. And then hopefully celebrate the first victory of the season without Chiefs on Sunday against the Giants. So it's going to be a fun-filled weekend, but it's time.
Yeah.
It's time to get over the hump.
It is. And I was listening to WFAN yesterday, and Boomer Esiason was talking about, the Giant game, and he's like, oh, wow, they look good on offense. And he goes, yeah, but they're playing the Chiefs this week, and we know that's a legit defense. Dallas isn't a legit defense. And so even in New York, they were kind of talking about what the Giants did on Sunday as, eyewash, basically. And, the Chiefs have an opportunity here with the way that they played on Sunday from a defensive standpoint. If you could limit Jalen Hurts and that Eagles offense to essentially nothing, and then you have an opportunity to go out there and really do some damage to the Giants from a defensive standpoint.
But I think the one caveat is that Russell Wilson has played decently to well against the Chiefs in the past, even when he was, in that craziness with the Denver Broncos. He actually put them in positions to win games against us. So, and he likes to throw the deep ball, unlike what we saw from Jalen, where he just was, you know, not pulling the trigger. Russell, his biggest asset is his ability to throw the deep ball and challenge corners down the field with his talented receivers, especially Malik. So, neighbors. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I just feel like this can be a tough game. Obviously, it can be. It's a great game for them because they're 0-2 and they are playing on their home field against the great Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm sure the rhetoric around that organization will be, this is our opportunity to show the world. This is our opportunity to show that we're not as bad as our start, and maybe this is the opportunity for us to get over the hump from their perspective and get some positive going. So, I mean, there's a lot to be said about this matchup. You never overlook another team. I don't care how much you are favored. You never overlook another team, and on any given Sunday, anything can happen, and we just have to stay focused about what we do. This is a game, and this is one of the coolest things about this Chiefs organization during this stretch of success. Every week, it always seems like we just got to do what we do. We got to do what we do. And this is a perfect example of that. Going to the Giants, we can't make it about the Giants. We have to make it about us. We have to make it about 100% effort. As I mentioned with you guys last week, I do Big Play Danan and Danan's Data on KSHB each week. And my big play, actually, it's usually just one play. But this week, spoiler alert, it's going to be two plays, and it's going to be the Omar Norman Lott hit on Jalen Hurts.
Beautiful.
And it's going to be the Josh Simmons chase down and the effort from there. And mainly, are those two of the biggest plays of the game this last week? No. But those are the epitome of what efforts need to be displayed on the field for us to get back into our winning ways. And it's fitting that I'm going to be talking about rookies doing it, because some of the efforts of the veterans need to take a page out of the book of these guys, because that's what's necessary. And I feel like even though they go through their normal routine on Monday, watch film as a team, then break out into meetings and watch film individually with each position, those are the things that I would highlight from the game against the Eagles, is the effort plays. And then I would make sure that everybody is accountable to each other, the superstars all the way down to the rookies, accountable about your effort and your energy that you bring to the field. And I think that's one of the main ways we'll get things turned around.
So, Dana, I want to ask you a question about both units, one on the offense first, then the defense. On the offense, I know there's a long laundry list of things that you could find wrong on this team because you're 0-2. There's just, you know, there's more bad than there is good. I would assume that we can all agree to that. What is one thing on the offense you think that will get better throughout time with this team?
One thing I hope to get better. Well, let me spotlight one thing. Mm-hmm. And put one narrative to bed, hopefully. When Patrick Mahomes runs the ball, it is not indicative of pass protection breakdown all the time. He had 7 rushes in this game. He led the team in rushing again. I want to make sure, and I did this during the broadcast with Mitch and Josh, actually during the game. I pointed out, here's a run by Patrick. Great run. It is not the offensive line's fault that he ran this time. He just opted to take a vacancy and tuck the ball and run. And we have to make sure with all the you know, with the history, especially last year, of the offensive line breakdown, sometimes we got to give them more love at times when they're not at fault. He was rushing. I'd say of the 7 rushes that he had, he got sacked twice. I get that. One of those times was in a time where it was obviously a passing situation towards the end of the game. So, yeah, the defense, you tip your cap to them when they know 100% that you're going to throw the ball, they can get after you. The other ones, I'd say of his 7 main rushes, 5 of them were not the offensive line's fault. They were just a product of Patrick improvising. And I think that's a great thing. So we got to make sure that we're spotlighting that, so we can protect the offensive line. Not that they need protection, but just protect the narrative that they're not pass protecting as well. Now, as far as your question about getting better on offense, take some shots downfield. I think Patrick, he'll tell you he can be more accurate with deep balls and giving wide receivers chances down the field and playing on time. When he plants his back foot, I want to see more of plant the back foot, ball gets delivered. He had a little bit more pepper on it when he threw the pass to Travis. Travis should catch that, catches that ball 99 out of 100 times. It bounced into the hands of the defense. But those timing passes is what's necessary for this offense to move forward. It doesn't always have to be about Patrick moving around in the pocket, buying time, making magic, making guys miss, and then finding somebody open down the field. You've got to move on time.
Does it bother you that Travis was so heated on the sidelines the other day, or is that just football? Like, take me from a player's perspective down there.
It doesn't bother me at all. 100%, it is not an issue. You did not see him jump in the face of a coach. You did not see him push anybody. You did not see anybody tussling on the sideline, getting broken up. That is just a product of football. When you have the passion and you know your blood, sweat, and tears, and you're putting your body on the line, and you know the work, just because I'm yelling towards my team doesn't mean I'm disrespecting my team. It doesn't mean I'm saying that they're not giving 100% effort. You're just saying, hey, we got to do better. Mm-hmm. And in the heat of the moment, it comes out in yelling and screaming. And I don't think anybody ever takes it for granted. Now, I will say this. If you are screaming and yelling, and then we go into film, and then we see lack of efforts, then that can be a fracture. Not saying a major fracture, but that can also be an eye-opening experience, because for me as a player in that locker room, if I'm one of the guys that was yelling on the sideline, and then the eye in the sky that doesn't lie shows that I didn't give 100%, then I'm accountable to myself. So next week, I'm going to give 100% because I don't want to be spotlighted as a guy that keeps yelling but not giving 100% on the field. So it can work both ways, but I think they're both positives.
Dana, when you look at the defensive side of this football team, what do you think gets better with the defensive unit?
Well, I hope that we can get better with pressure and disruption with just four guys. I loved the way our defense came out. And it was like the first rounds of Hagler-Hearns, where we came out from the onset. We were like, you're going to play at our pace defensively. And we rushed the quarterback. I think the first three snaps or four snaps, it was four different defensive backs that put pressure in the backfield, either stopping the run or pressure in the face of Jalen Hurts. Shamari Connor came on one. You had Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson, which I think was his first in two games, his first few times of actually blitzing from the cornerback position. And then you had Jaden Hicks as well. I want to say the only defensive back that did not have any action in the backfield was Brian Cook, and that's because he's the deep safety. So I like that we put our foot on the gas pedal from the onset and we set the tone for the game defensively. But I'd like to also see that tone be set where it's not all about the blitz, that we don't expose our defensive backs to potential big plays down the field or pass interferences or anything like that, because we're sending the house at the quarterback. So I would like to see that. I think every really good defense, although they have the ability to blitz at any time and put pressure on quarterbacks, the really good defenses over the history of the NFL have always been able to just rush the quarterback and have some success with four guys.
All right, Dayton, before we let you get out of here, the tush-push became a topic of discussion, and it will be continually to be a topic of discussion because now we have the video evidence that they're offsides and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Should the refs just throw a false start penalty on every play that they do the tush-push now?
I think if it's clear cut, I watched the Chargers run it last night with their backs against the goal line against the Raiders, and there wasn't any false start, and they got a push. At least I didn't see that. From the Eagles' standpoint, they seem to have made it abundantly clear that that's what they do. They're going to move early, and what they're doing is the ball is pulled behind the center. So if you move early on the sides, both sides, if the both guards move early, then it is nearly impossible for the officials to see if the ball has been moved. But they have done it every single time. So There has to be an adjustment on where the center is snapping the ball, where his helmet is, so you can actually see the ball. I think any play that you can't officiate correctly, and the opposing team, in this sense, the defense, can't do what the offense does, if the offense can push people forward and the defense can't, that's 0-for-2, and that play should be stricken from any game plan, and the rules especially. But if you can't officiate it and you can get a running start, like, what are we supposed to do here? So I think it was the death of the tush push just because of the media and the visuals, and we probably won't see it in years to come.
Well, Danny, we appreciate it. Have fun being back in your homeland this weekend. Let's get a win against those Giants.
Bring me some bagels.
Hey-o, forget about it. I'll be back.
Okay, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right.
That is Dana Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Oh, Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Let's do it. One word. Tyreek Hill back as a Chief. That story is now resurfaced. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk yesterday, said they have interest, the Chiefs that is, in trading for Tyreek Hill. One word.
Florio is the word that I'm going to use. When he says something we like, we believe it's fact. When he says something we don't like, we believe it's fiction. So I'm just going to throw Florio out there as my one word. I will say this. When I ask people about Tyreek Hill, it's crickets. Take what you want for that.
It says a lot.
I will say that it is, continued. It's obvious the Chiefs don't have a good room of receivers right now, but the thing that is hidden is that one of the receivers is coming back, who is essentially going to be the same role that Tyreek Hill would be here, right? Worthy. Mm-hmm. And then you have Rashee Rice, who's not hurt. He's just facing a suspension. So right. It's, I don't know, maybe still continued talk. I mean, it's going to be there. It's a homecoming. There's ties. He's not happy. The Chiefs aren't productive right now. So yeah, just keep continuing to build that, and continued would be my one word with it.
It's funny you bring that up, because I talked to a buddy of mine yesterday who's a scout for a team in baseball, and we were talking about, he's a big Chiefs fan, and we were talking about Rashee Rice coming back. He goes, and this is, again, his perspective is he's been in baseball for 50 years, and so it's a good perspective to see. He goes, are we sure Rashee Rice is going to be as good coming back? Like, we don't know. The guy hasn't played. He's coming back from an injury and a suspension, and we're doing a lot of relying on a guy that we haven't seen since, what, week 3 of last year. There is a question about that.
Yeah, but it can't get any worse.
No. Well,
he's going to look great. He's going to be amazing. A lot of news concerning Tom Brady. Let's start with the fun stuff. Fantasy football tournament. He's coming out of retirement for this tournament. He's going to join Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, CeeDee Lamb, Max Crosby, Gronkowski, Sauce Gardner, Myles Garrett, and others for the Fanatics Flag Football Classic.
That's what I thought you said flag. You said fantasy. I was like, eh, but flag.
Yeah, flag, sorry. Yeah. For the Flag Football Classic, it'll take place in Saudi Arabia in March of 2026.
So we're against it, right? Because is this live money? You know, again.
Seems like it.
I love it. I love it is the one word that I'll use. I just like seeing athletes in kind of a different element. Yes, it's football, but it's flag football. It's fun. You get to see the personalities. And I don't know. I just like watching athletes do things that I can't do. So I think it's going to be great.
Fun. I mean, Fanatics always put something on. So now in the football world, there'll be something from this game, like a piece of a flag on a card and signed a 1-1 auto.
Oh, that's right, too. Right? Yeah.
There's layers here to this. Yeah. So McCaffrey, maybe like a piece of his cleat and then a signed autograph card that you have a chance for, because when Judge was, what, past Gary with the fourth home run, there's now a 1-of-1 auto of Judge. It's like 364 Aaron Judge auto, 1-of-1 New York card, and like a piece of his glove or something on it. So, yeah, there's always
ways. Did
they
do a card when he passed Yogi first? Because he passed Yogi, then he passed DiMaggio. Like,
yeah, DiMaggio is who he passed.
Did they do a separate card for each? Because that would be kind of cool. Imagine if you got both of those, like 1-of-1 cards where he passes Yogi and then passes DiMaggio. That would be a really cool collection.
Going on a paid free vacation, you get both those cards.
Oh, my God. Sell it right away.
100%.
It'll be Sean Payton, Kyle Shanahan, and forgetting the last coach. There's three coaches for those three teams.
Well, probably Mike McDaniel, right?
Yeah, probably. He'll be looking for a job by then. More news with Brady. This took over the internet last night when they found out that he was in the booth for the Raiders game. He's getting to get intel on these teams for his Fox color commentary job, and then getting to use that intel the next week for Chip Kelly and their offensive meetings for the Las Vegas Raiders. One word.
However you spell that. I feel like
H-A-H-H-H-H-H-H.
Yeah, is it that? Like, because the sigh is my word for that, because I think people are just looking for something here, right? And if it makes people mad, I understand that. I do. I get that. But also, we're talking about the NFL, guys. It's not about doing what's fair. It's about making basically every team 8-8, 9-7, where everybody's in it. Everybody's got a chance to win. Everybody's got something. The storylines are so huge in the NFL. What's the storyline coming out of that game? Like Seinfeld, what's the storyline coming out of that game last night? It was a 20-9 game, right? Like, so they made Tom Brady the story. It's the storyline. I would imagine if coaches didn't feel comfortable with this, they would probably say something about it. But you don't hear that from the coaches, you know? So I just think we're creating something that's bigger than it needs to be.
Yeah, I think my one word would be unfair. Let's go ahead and have Clark Hunt in those meetings as well, since, you know, part owners can be in those meetings too. So, you know, you're in the booth, you're getting intel, you're, you know, texting these guys, hey, by the way, Chip, here's what they're working on in Washington. Oh, by the way, the Raiders play those Washington Commanders in week four. And he's on the call in week three, which is interesting because Jaden Daniels won't be in that game. So
yeah.
Either way you want to look at it, there's, I don't know. It just seems a little weird, I would say, is my one word. So
yeah, that's a fair word. It is weird. I mean, there's just no other way to kind of describe it. It is a weird thing that is going on. But again, as we know with the NFL, they want to sell storylines, man. It's not about whether or not we think it's the right thing. If we were doing what was right, we'd flag the tush push every play.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.